This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli military seizes broader control of northern Gaza and captures key government buildings. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Israel's military says its forces have entered Gaza's largest hospital. After surrounding the Shifa hospital in a standoff with the militant group Hamas, the military now says it has launched what it's calling a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of the facility. Israeli authorities claim the militants conceal military operations inside. But with hundreds of patients and medical personnel inside, Israeli authorities had refrained from entering but had warned that the center jeopardized its protective status under international law. Hamas has denied the Israeli accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. I'm Norman Hall.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved changes to the law that governs presidential elections, putting new restrictions on media coverage, according to local news agencies. The changes, reported Tuesday, come ahead of the election to be held in March. Under the amendments that he approved, only journalists contractually employed by registered media outlets will be allowed to cover election commission meetings, potentially barring freelancers and independent journalists. A federal appeals court has ordered the Biden administration to carry on with an auction of oil and gas drilling leases for Gulf of Mexico waters in 37 days, rejecting arguments by environmentalists. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling means the lease sale, once set for September, will be held in December. The administration had scaled back the areas covered by this lease sale as part of an agreement to protect the endangered Rice's whale. But a federal judge ordered that the full sale, covering 73 million acres, be conducted. The appeals court upheld the judge Tuesday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says about 5 million Ukrainians have been internally displaced by Russia's invasion, many from the Donetsk region, which has been hit harder by fighting than any other province. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Tatiana Sherbak left the eastern city of Bakhmut in February, a city that fell to Russian forces after some of the fiercest and most deadly clashes since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. She has helped to run the shelter since March and estimated that about 700 people have passed through its doors. Families with children usually stayed for a few days, she says, while older evacuees were harder to find permanent homes for and sometimes stay for months.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. A razor-thin margin between Liberia's incumbent president and his main rival mean expectations are high for a close contest as the West African country headed to the polls for a runoff vote on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Liberians queued from early on Tuesday for a runoff election in which it feels like every vote could count.
We came here to vote, our choice.
The race for the presidency was, in the first round of voting, neck and neck. But neither incumbent President George Weah nor former Vice President Joseph Boakai managed to get the 50% of votes needed for outright victory. With former soccer star Weah on 43.83% in that vote and Boakai on 43.44%, this second round is expected to be closely fought.
David Doyle from Reuters. North Korea says it has tested the next step in its weapons program. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the details.
North Korea says it successfully tested new solid fuel engines designed for intermediate range ballistic missiles as it continues to work on developing its nuclear capability. Missiles with built-in solid propellants can be made ready for launch faster and are easier to move and conceal, which theoretically makes it harder for adversaries to detect and preempt the launch in advance. North Korea earlier this year revealed its first solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile that has the potential ability to reach deep into the U.S. mainland. The latest steps in North Korea's weapons development follow concerns about a potential arms alignment with Russia, in which North Korea provides munitions for Russia's war in Ukraine in exchange for Russian technology transfers that would upgrade North Korea's military nuclear program. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senate Democrats have moved to temporarily change Senate rules and confirm hundreds of military nominees. It's an attempt to maneuver around a blockade by Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville over a Pentagon abortion policy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.